The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. A federal agent is seconds away from being run over. An SUV accelerates directly toward him. He fires three shots. The driver is dead. And within 2 hours, the same politicians who let Minneapolis burn to the ground in 2020 began spewing their biggest lies yet. What happened in Minneapolis on January 7th isn't just about one shooting. It's about a sick, depraved, degenerate ideology that celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder, all the while turning a would-be domestic terrorist into a martyr. And the nation has had it. Americans are turning against this insane, corrupt depravity of the Democrat Party, and President Trump knows it. And he is about to decisively drop the hammer on this leftist insanity once and for all. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness with breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The city of Minneapolis is once again, underscore that, once again, exploding into civil unrest. Tens of thousands of, I'm sure, bought and paid for rabid leftist activists took to the streets last night after one of their fellow protesters, 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, was gunned down by an ICE agent after repeatedly stalking and impeding federal agents throughout the day in her red Honda Pilot. Multiple videos captured the incident. Agents surrounded her vehicle. They ordered her to exit. She refused. Then her car reversed and suddenly accelerated forward directly at a federal agent. The agent fired three shots. Good's car crashed into parked cars, and she was pronounced dead at the hospital. Within hours, the feckless, shameless, progressive, pandering Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey held a press conference, and far from attempting to de-escalate the very situation that his sanctuary city policies made inevitable, he sought solely to inflame.
To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite.
And if the soy boy mayor was inflaming the situation, their incurably corrupt governor, who personally oversaw a $1 billion epidemic of rampant fraud in his own state, decided to pour oil on that fire.
And from here on, I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Yeah, unfortunately for old Tampon Tim, he is constitutionally barred from using the National Guard to thwart federal law enforcement. So literally every syllable that came out of that oatmeal crusted mouth was completely meaningless there. Once again, like the soy boy mayor, he's just pandering to his progressive base, the very base he made rich by raiding your tax dollars to the tune of at least $9 billion. And that's absolutely key here. We can't lose sight of this, of how utterly nuts and insane rabid left-wing lunatics actually are. Why were 2,000 federal agents deployed in Minneapolis in the first place? Why? Why were these ICE agents in the backyard of Tampon Timmy? You all know the answer. It's the answer that the legacy media and MSNBC, CNN, and Scarborough, and all these guys, they are doing everything they possibly can to hide from you. To no avail, of course, because we are the media now. This is the part of the story the mainstream media does not want you to know. Those ICE agents were there precisely because Minnesota has become ground zero for a massive billion-dollar welfare fraud scheme, primarily within the Somali immigrant community. And here's the explosive part. Tim Walz knew that. He knew it. That scumbag you just heard there, that constitutional illiterate threatening federal agents with the Minnesota National Guard, again, blatantly unconstitutional, it would be legally classified as an insurrection on his part. That measly-mouthed crook knew and deliberately covered up and was complicit with the rampant fraud that stole billions of your dollars. On the very day of the shooting yesterday, the House Oversight Committee held a hearing where Minnesota state lawmakers testified under oath that Governor Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison ignored this rampant fraud for years and even retaliated against whistleblowers who tried to expose it. Republican Representative Brandon Gill presented data showing that 54% of Somali households, I'll underline that for you, 54% of Somali households in Minnesota receive food stamps, as compared to just 7% of native-born households. The federal agents in Minneapolis were not just enforcing immigration law. They were investigating the systematic looting of American taxpayers by immigrants Walz administration protected. And in order to deflect away from all of that, both Walz and his fellow Democrats and the legacy media are using the exact same playbook they used back in 2020 to provoke the George Floyd riots. Blame law enforcement, inflame the public, and prepare for chaos. And chaos is exactly what these Democrats want.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem revealed at a press conference that Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota have refused to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. The Minneapolis police chief previously told residents to call 911 on masked ICE agents as potential kidnappers. Mayor Fry issued an executive order prohibiting ICE from using any city-owned parking lots or properties. These are textbook sanctuary city obstruction tactics. And if they thought they would work, they're in for one rude awakening. And that rude awakening is coming from none other than number 47 himself. Trump took to social media and made it absolutely clear that these raids in Minnesota are only going to intensify. They're only going to increase. Quote, the situation is being studied in its entirety. But the reason these incidents are happening is because the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement officers and ICE agents on a daily basis. They're just trying to do the job of making America safe. We need to stand by and protect our law enforcement officers from this radical left movement of violence and hate. And Trump obviously isn't alone. The one and only border czar is promising, Tom Homan is promising to actually increase ICE presence in Minneapolis and sanctuary cities throughout the country.
They need to be concerned with Tim Walz says he's not going anywhere. Well, either am I. Either is President Trump. Either is Pam Bondi. Either is Kristi Noem. So we're there because of the priority census, right? But that show is going on the road. So if the Democrats are having a fit now, You better get counseling, because this is about to get a hell of a lot bigger throughout this nation. That show is going down the road. I actually think Minneapolis is the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to find a hell of a lot more in Illinois, New York, California. We'll see. But this operation will go nationwide. We're going to keep our promise. And because President Trump is sitting in the Oval Office, every American put their head on the pillow tonight, knowing the Border Patrol is on that border, stopping all threats coming across. Most secure border in history of this nation. ICE agents and FBI agents are working 24/7, 365, every hour of every day, taking public safety threats and national security threats off our streets. Sleep well, America, because we're keeping America safer. So we're doing exactly in Minnesota what we're going to do nationwide, which you and I talked about, Sean. We're keeping President Trump's promise to American people to make this country safe again, one city at a time, one criminal alien at a time.
Hey, gang, you know what I'm holding in my hand here? It's a cocoa powder that actually unleashes your stem cells, burst out like bees in a beehive in your bloodstream looking for damage to repair. So jacked up knees, they go there. Heart damage, they go there. Brain fog, yep. They cover that too. It's like going to these high-priced clinics and ordering the entire menu with stem cell therapy as the cherry on top. And if you think I'm exaggerating, listen to Dr. Simon Mills, one of the top herbal medicine researchers in the world.
Dark chocolate is a medicine, end of. It's one of the best medicines around. Is 50 grams, 100 grams of 75% or more dark chocolate. Brain health as well, cardiovascular health. They do studies where they've put cocoa into volunteers, that means students usually, so young kids, and they were able to show changes in the blood flow within minutes, certainly within an hour of eating cocoa. Beneficial changes in your blood flow.
They call it the heart medicine.
Yeah, no, heart, circulation, brain. But it also, of course, we know it contains a few other beneficial stimulating effects. Sort of similar to the effects with coffee, which certainly, as I've already said, is a medicine as well. But cocoa and chocolate does have an uplifting effect, which is why we love it.
That's right, dark chocolate. But here's where people get it wrong. The flavanols, the medical component, gets destroyed when chocolate is processed. So that's why I use Black Forest High Flavanol Cocoa Powder. They extract the flavanols and they concentrate in this amazing powder made right here in the USA. I put in my coffee every morning and it gives me so much revitalized energy. I love it. In fact, I just had a cup before this show. Black Forest just launched their New Year's New Me deal of the year, and it's insane. 40% off their best-selling cocoa formula, but available for only 48 hours. So don't wait. Click on that link below before time runs out, because when the 48 hours are up, this special deal is gone for good. Trust me, you're going to absolutely love this. Click on that link below. Take control of your health before someone else does it for you.
Well, I don't think I've seen the conflict between the federal government and the states as intense as this since the civil rights movement in the 1960s, when southern states were trying to block enforcement of civil rights laws and the rest of it. This is intense. I mean, these agents, these ICE agents, had every right to be there. Indeed, one might argue they had a duty to be there. They are this nation's enforcer of the immigration laws. They certainly would like, as you heard her say, cooperation from local and other officials. But this is their job. And there's no evidence here that they weren't doing their job or doing it properly. And the way that these local officials are acting is extraordinary. And the statement that mayor made, laced with obscenities, telling the agents to get the F, and he didn't say F, out of Minnesota, is something we haven't seen in a very long time indeed. I can't believe that across the country this will sit well with the public.
That's Britt Hume of Fox News last night, and I think he's absolutely right. It's not. The vast majority of American people are solidly behind these efforts by ICE to bring law and order back to our nation's cities, and they're steadfastly opposed at these efforts to thwart that law enforcement by radical leftists. What we have to understand, however, in the end, ironically, is that the Democrats, frankly, have no other recourse. They've been left completely out of any other option. Civil unrest, in the end, really is the only option they have. We've talked about this before in relation to the epidemic of left-wing violence that the dwindling legacy media so gleefully and dutifully ignores or even ends up justifying. The violence, the protests, the riots, the lashing out, the vulgarities, all of it collectively is an admission. It's an admission that they've lost the national debate. They collectively sense that they lost the ability to publicly persuade. And so when a political movement senses that it's been largely rejected by the majority, their only recourse is to attempt to sow division and destabilize the very social and political conditions that have rejected them. I mean, look at this Reuters poll. I mean, seriously. Trump and the Republicans have double-digit leads in terms of who voters trust on issues that command the highest concern. So crime, immigration, foreign conflict, the economy, corruption, even political extremism. You see, this turn to civil unrest really is just the final chapter in the Democrats' inevitable political demise. A relatively recent study from Princeton found that political violence inevitably turns populations to the political right. Another way of saying it, riots inevitably red pill. Riots red pill. The New Yorker published a study which found that left-wing social unrest historically consistently results in a clear trend among voters turning to the political right as a response to the violence. The political right is seen as the party of law and order. And when you see the breakdown of law and order among left-wing agitators, voters overwhelmingly shift to the right. This Princeton scholar examined riots, particularly race-related riots, starting in the 1960s. And he found that counties in closest proximity to the location of the riots, all, every one of them experienced significant and consistent ongoing declines in Democrat vote shares in the 1964 presidential election, the 68 and the 72 presidential elections, and they served to usher in a Nixonian era of law and order that drove a wave of anti-rioter, anti-protester legislation that lasted for decades. If this study is right, then this shift among Democrats towards agitating social unrest will only end up hastening their demise. It will only end up being, in effect, the final nail in their political coffin. It may have begun in Minneapolis, but the Democrats' rejection across the country appears absolutely inevitable. Hey gang, quick question. Do you miss my short videos? You know, the fast hits, the bold truths in under 60 seconds? Well, I've heard from so many of you who love those clips, I'm bringing them back in a big way. I just launched a brand new channel called Turley Clips. It's all short form every day. I'm posting powerful, shareable, hope-filled truth bombs that will fire you up and shake the system. So if you've been craving those quick hits of sanity, you need to be on this channel. Subscribe to Turley Clips right now. Send it to friends and family as well. Please share it abroad, and I can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, kachava.com, and use code NEWS.